I just talked to him, and he said that I mentioned a few minutes ago that we should say a silent prayer this morning for our service people. And he mentioned, he said, I also think we should say a silent prayer for the citizens of Libya, because he felt that they are innocent victims of their government. So I think that's good. I have a lot of people call in this morning. We have one here, Larry. My one?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Hello?
Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi. As a teenager growing up with the escalation the way it was,
yeah.
I'm now the mother of a soon-to-be 19-year-old. And with the escalation as it would appear to be with the retaliations from the Libyans, you know, it makes me wonder if we're going to be back into a Vietnam era where we're sending all of our 18 and 19-year-old children off to war. And it makes me, you know, it makes me afraid. And I am proud that Reagan took the stand that he did. We can continue on with world peace, hopefully. But it just seems like with Gaddafi's family hurt, it's only logical that he will retaliate even more.
Yeah. Well, I think President Reagan said last night he didn't expect this to be the final curtain on this.
No.
And I can't imagine that it will be.
No.
You know, the one thing I was a little upset about, I personally felt that we didn't do enough. If we were going to stop them, I think we should have went over there and...
we should have stopped them.
Bombed the hell out of them.
Right. My sentiments. But, you know, as a mother, I fear, as all the mothers in Louisville fear, for their 19-year-olds, their 18-year-old sons. So those are my concerns in addition to my prayers and hoping that this thing will slowly dissipate and that this is all it's going to take.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Louisville Ballet is proud to present Tunes, the hilarious modern ballet that's fun from beginning to end. Tunes, backed by popular demand, was written by Charles Strauss, who wrote the music for the musical Annie and a TV show All in the Family. Choreography for Tunes is by Lynn Taylor Corbett, choreographer for the movie Footloose. Tunes was written and choreographed especially for the Louisville Ballet, and it will feature costumes you've never seen before, created especially for this ballet, including plastic tutus. This laugh-a-minute modern ballet is bound to sell out fast, so get your tickets now. Along with Tunes, see Ramonda Variations, choreographed by the late George Balanchine, at a world premiere. Journeys to Babylon, choreographed by company dancer Dale Brannon. Don't miss Tunes, presented by the Louisville Ballet at the Kentucky Center for the Arts, April 24th, 25th, and 26th at 8 p.m. and at 2 p.m. on April 26th. Tickets start at just $5. Call the Kentucky Center for tickets now at 584-7777.
I hear she's found somebody new. Oh, there she is. Let's ask her.
Lady J. Shelbyville Road.
Okay, it's 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, 8:12 with the A-Team and the weather forecast, according to Craig Edwards in the RK Weather Center. Brief morning sunshine, then cloudy and cooler, a high of 47. You're going to have to dress for this if you're going to be out later this evening. Scattered showers, maybe some snow flurries. Can you believe that? And a low of 37, 45 downtown, 42 now at RK. Yeah, somebody else on the horn we'd like to talk to this morning. Who's this?
It's Francis.
What's your name again?
Francis.
Francis?
Yes.
Good morning, Francis.
Good morning.
What can I help you with?
Well, I just wanted to thank you all for being so patriot, showing your patriotism by supporting our government,
mm-hmm.
and that I'm proud of you as a radio station that you have the guts to put these things on and let us hear how your feelings are.
Yeah.
I was a World War II bride, and during World War II, everyone sacrificed food, things, everything that we could do to help with the war. And it seemed like lately patriotism was something that just wasn't there. And I'm just glad that you all are standing up and showing your feelings for the rest of us who feel the same way.
Well, thank you very much, Francis.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
We have another call, Larry.
Not right now. Okay. 13 minutes after 8 o'clock. 8:13.
I'll play it again. Qaddafi sucks.
I'm going to play that song here. We'll probably play it next at RKA.
God bless the USA.
WRKA at 16 minutes after 8 o'clock, 8:16 with Glenn Beck, Glidey Clyde, Larry, our producer, Bob Rogers, and Kathy Lincoln has a look at traffic. Kathy?
East and West Watterson are heavy this morning. Downtown traffic isn't showing any major delays, and there's an accident on northbound 65 at the Jefferson Freeway, so you'll run into some heavy and slow-moving traffic in that area. That's a look at the Sam Pottinger traffic. Sam Pottinger Ford, your Ford discount dealer in Oxmoor Center. I'll have another traffic update in about 25 minutes.
Hi, am I on the air? Oh, 103 WRKA. We've got more winning numbers coming in the Kentucky and Lottery. And this Thursday morning, we've got something in store for you. It's called Mega Buck Day. Mug-a-buck. You don't drink out of a meg, do you?
I don't think so.
Out of a mug. And the Mug-a-buck Day is going to be coming on Thursday morning. We're going to be giving away the limited edition A-Team Morning Mug.
That's right.
Each and every hour. We're going to put cash in there.
All right.
It'll start Thursday morning with Glenn Beck here at 7:10 on RKA.
Listen, we're not going to do the lottery this hour. I'm going to get in so much trouble when I get off the air. We're not going to do the lottery this hour because our phone lines have been jammed all morning. And
really,
if you
crazy
had the lottery number, I don't want you to be hacked off and you can't get through. So we'll call out. Maybe we'll call out an extra one tomorrow morning or something like that. We have somebody on the horn here. Hello.
Hello, Glenn.
Yeah.
My name's Lisa, and I'd just like to thank you all for playing the songs that you are and having enough nerve to say and do the things y'all are doing this morning. I just got back from taking my son to preschool, and it's maybe a 5-minute drive round trip, and you would not believe the number of people crying and talking about all this that's going on. The lady that called in earlier, I used to think, you know, people, their family or whatever that was in the service, it affected them, but I can see now it's a whole lot more people that it's affecting. I've got two young ones in the service, and I think it's something we all need for everybody to pull together. I would like to thank you all for doing it.
Well, thank you for calling us.
Uh-huh, thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Hello, there is Glenn.
Yeah, Glenn. My name is Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Okay. Well, I got a few comments about the Qaddafi thing. I know that since he supports terrorism, that obviously since the retaliation now, that if he does have any more terrorist acts and we catch any of them, we should bring them back to the United States and publicly execute them, probably just slow torture on world TV. Teach him a lesson. Kind of like
that would probably do it, Eric.
Give him a couple alternatives, like slide of razor blades into a pool of alcohol.
Oh, come on.
Slowly lure him into a pool of piranhas. Just something to teach him a lesson. I think once you teach him a lesson, they're not going to do it.
I don't think anybody would do anything after that. Thank you, Eric.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
WW Cousins, home of Louisville's best hamburger, has a new special treat for you. Two golden fried hand-breaded shrimp dinners for one delicious low price. That's right. Now, for a limited time, enjoy two shrimp dinners for only $9.95. The new shrimp dinner comes with large select shrimp, served with your choice of French fries or baked potato, homemade cocktail sauce, and salad. So for a quick, delicious meal, lunchtime or anytime, come to WW Cousins. Now, for a limited time, enjoy two hand-breaded shrimp dinners for only $9.95. Just ask for the shrimp special. WW Cousins, Breckenridge Lane at DuPont.
Trouble.
Honey, did something catch your eye in that newspaper?
No, of course not.
Yes, it did. You saw that ad from the Shane Company about their vault clearance sale.
No, not me. I didn't see any ad from the Shane Company, Direct Diamond Importers, and their vault clearance sale.
Uh-huh. And I suppose you didn't see that they have savings up to 50% on their diamonds, precious gems, and fine gold jewelry, right?
Of course not, because if I did, I would take you to their showroom like I promised.
You know, I don't believe that for a second. So get your jacket, I'll back out the car, and we're going to the Shane Company vault clearance sale. clearance sale to buy all those pieces of jewelry you've been promising me. That diamond ring, those diamond earrings, that diamond pendant, that precious gem dinner ring, that gold
Hold it. It's my turn not to believe. But you are right. Now's the time to get a piece or two of fine diamond jewelry, like I've been promising. And I'll save money as well.
I love you.
The Shane Company. Direct diamond importers in downtown Louisville on the first floor of the Starks Building. Now you have a friend in the diamond business.
All right, 21 minutes after 8 o'clock, 8:21. We had a lot of calls about this song. I originally didn't want to play it because I felt it was a little too offensive. But we're going to play it here, and we'd like to hear what you think. It's called Gaddafi Sucks. A friend of mine down in Dallas and I put this together for his radio station down there. And here we go.
On 103 WRKA.
Gaddafi sucks.
That's right. At 8:25, this is 103 WRKA, 25 minutes after 8 o'clock. There it is. Are you guys happy now?
Yes.
Yes.
I think it says it all.
Played that.
We'd like to hear your opinion on Gaddafi sucks this morning.
Let me get to the phones.
423 WRKA is our phone number. Let's find out what's happening in the news center.
Partial sunshine, 43 degrees in Louisville. Good morning. I'm Bob Rogers.
And I'm Kathy Lincoln in the RK News Center. In the aftermath of the U.S. strikes against Libya, Defense Department officials are trying to solve a mystery. What has become of one of the warplanes that took off from England bound for Libya? Pentagon officials say one of the 18 F-111 fighter bombers remains unaccounted for. And a Pentagon official who refuses to be identified says U.S. forces are conducting a search and rescue mission for the missing bomber and its two-man crew, but he won't say where the search is taking place. Bob has a different story about that.
Kathy, Defense Secretary Weinberger says one of the long-range bombers that took part in the attack against Libya was forced to land at a joint American-Spanish naval base because of an overheated engine. But Weinberger now says an American plane reported as missing is still unaccounted for. He disputed Libyan claims that any U.S. jets were shot down.
Meanwhile, Libya is seeking support from OPEC for an oil embargo against the U.S. The American airstrikes against Libya are sure to dominate today's opening session in Geneva of an emergency OPEC meeting called to discuss sagging oil prices. Well, if you've waited until today to mail your tax returns, there are plenty of other Americans to keep you company. The Internal Revenue Service thinks as many as 10 million couples and individuals will wait until the last day to file.
The 1986 General Assembly has just one decision left. The Senate must decide later today whether to override Governor Collins' veto of legislation to tighten control of executive branch regulations. The House yesterday voted to override that veto. The 86th General Assembly adjourns later today.
A 15-member independent government agency has examined Kentucky's high unemployment and talked with state officials to see what remedies are needed. Information collected by the National Committee for Employment Policy will be used to make recommendations to the President and Congress. The committee conducted a 3.5-hour public hearing at Louisville to hear from educators, state elected officials, and business and labor representatives. Discussion centered on Kentucky's unemployment rate, which rose to 12.5% in February.
It's 8:27. We'll have a look at Craig Edwards' advanced radar weather forecast coming up next.
Gee, Fred, I'm sorry I couldn't make it over last night to see the movies of your trip.
Well, you know, as it turned out, you didn't miss a whole lot.
Oh, not projector trouble again.
Yeah, I blew a bulb right smack in the middle of the changing of the guard.
Ooh, that's a shame.
I never even got to see the Bobby arrest Uncle Dudley.
Fred, why don't you get your film transferred to videocassette? You've got a VCR.
Oh, yeah, I do, but isn't that expensive?
Oh, not when Copycat Video does it.
Copycat?
On Highland Avenue, near the Baxter and Bardstown Road intersection.
Uh-huh.
Copycat puts all our home movies, even our slides and photographs on cassettes.
Uh-huh.
Vacations, birthdays, anniversaries, even Emily's graduation.
Uh-huh.
We just pop a cassette in the old VCR and watch a bit of family history whenever we want.
Uncle Dudley always did want to be on television.
Hey, why don't you surprise Denise and get your 8mm transferred to video. Makes a great gift.
I'm going to call Copycat.
They're in the Yellow Pages. Nice folks, too.
Uh-huh. Will Copycat be able to, you know, complete the changing of the guard for
me? Certainly.
And do you think they could do something about Uncle Dudley?
Like what?
Well, like, you know, edit him out.
For all you men who still believe there's a difference between the clothes you buy in department stores and the ones you buy for 20 to 60% less at TJ Maxx, we provide the following demonstration. I have before me two perfectly attired gentlemen.
Why, thank you.
Both resplendent in coat, tie, and we'll see what else.
Oh, really?
The man who shopped in a department store spent over $300, while the man who shopped at TJ Maxx spent...
$150.
I like that. The jackets?
Hmm?
Take them off. Same brand name. Now, the ties. Same smooth silk. Nice shirts. Same label. Same pants. Same leather belts.
Oh, no, really.
That's all right.
Well, you do sell underwear, too, don't you?
Yes. Well, you wouldn't have that $150 left in your pockets if you didn't have your pockets on, now would you?
You get the max for the minimum at TJ Maxx.
Visit the TJ Maxx at the Timberwood Shopping Center on Outer Loop or at the Hikes Point Plaza on Taylorsville Road.
The brand new Kentuckiana Lottery with yet another first. This Thursday, it's our first guaranteed winner's party at Ladner's Restaurant at the Mall in St. Matthews. RKA's Bill Knight will host the party, and you'll have a chance to pick up your official Kentuckiana Lottery brochure. And that's where the guarantee comes in. We guarantee the numbers we hand out that night are the ones we'll use to find winners of great prizes, including cash. That night, Thursday at 7 p.m. at Ladner's Restaurant at the Mall in St. Matthews, the Kentuckiana Lottery's first guaranteed winner's party.
103.
This is Craig Edwards in the RKA Weather Center. Our rain yesterday was hardly worth the effort, as only 1/16th of an inch fell in the area, and that's all we received at Stanford Field, although many areas picked up a little more. Well, we do have some showers in the forecast for today as well. For this morning, brief sunshine, then becoming cloudy and cooler. The high temperature today, 57 degrees. Overnight tonight, look for cloudy skies, some scattered showers, also a few snow flurries possible. The low temperature is 37. And tomorrow, becoming partly cloudy with a high temperature of 52.
Stanford Field reports 45 degrees. It's 42 degrees in Okolona, and we have partly cloudy skies and 43 degrees at WRKA. I'm Kathy Lincoln.
And I'm Bob Rogers. 103 WRKA.
All right, it's 8:31, and we are taking phone calls this morning about what you thought about Gaddafi Sucks. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, what did you think of the song?
I loved it. I woke up to it, and I listened to it, and I loved it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello there.
Yes.
Yes, sir. What do you think of the song here?
I didn't really think it should be played. I think you had something good, what with the Proud to Be an American.
Yeah.
And I felt that this just kind of shattered the moment, because you made us all proud to be Americans when you played that, and it's been knocked down a step now.
Yeah, okay.
But I still am proud to be an American.
Well, so are we, sir. And we appreciate your opinion.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello there. This is Glenn.
Hello. Yes, I love the song, and I'm only 18 years old, but I've been listening, and I agree with what Reagan did, and I'm really glad he did it, because I'd have been upset if he hadn't. I mean, we've taken so much for so long, and I think it was time that we fight back and show them that we're not just going to sit around and take everything that they dish out to us, and I'm really glad that he took the action that he did, and I'd stand up and I'd fight for my country also.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello, there is Glenn.
Yes, Glenn, I just wanted to let you know I like your song, Gaddafi Sucks.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Hello, there is Glenn.
I agree with the song, but it didn't say enough.
It didn't say enough?
It should have told every other little nation that we can't take it anymore. We won't. We've been in the throes of terrorism since Iran, and that's just about enough.
Yep. Good for you. Thank you very much, ma'am. Appreciate you calling. It's 8:32. It's 28 minutes before 9 o'clock with the A-Team on 103 WRKA. 103 WRKA, and I think Lee Greenwood speaks for all of us this morning. God bless the USA. At 8:39, it's 21 minutes before 9 o'clock with the A-Team on duty. I don't know about you, Larry. I am emotionally exhausted.
It's been quite a morning so far. It's kind of hard not to be affected. People are really opening up and saying what they feel. And
a lot of people are calling us and saying, gee, it's really nice of you guys to do this, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I gotta tell you, I haven't said more than 10 words in a row this morning.
Yeah, we're not doing it. They're doing it.
You're all calling us up this morning, and we appreciate your phone calls. And if you'd like to voice an opinion on something this morning, we'd love to hear from you at 423-WRKA. How you feeling this morning? It's basically what we want to know. Craig Edwards in the RKA Weather Center says, brief morning sunshine, then cloudy and cooler and a high of 47. Scattered showers, maybe some snow flurries tonight, if you can believe that, and a low of 37. 45 downtown, 42 at RKA. We have some more Gaddafi Sucks calls?
Yeah.
Okay. We played a song a few minutes ago that I originally did not want to play It's a song that I helped someone put down together down in Dallas, Texas, when we were down there, a friend of mine. And we put it together, but we got a lot of phone calls on it, so we're asking you what you thought of it. 423-WRKA. Hello?
Yeah, I tell you, I thought it was great.
You like Qaddafi Sock?
Oh, yeah, I don't see why you held off so long.
I thought it was a little offensive myself.
No, all it stated was truth.
All right, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye-bye.
Hello, there's Glenn.
Hello.
Yeah.
I just called to say that was fantastic.
You like Qaddafi Sucks, huh?
Yes, I sure do.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, there's Glenn.
Yes, it's a nice little song.
A nice little song. You like that?
Yes, I do. I think it's great.
Okay.
Thank you,
ma'am.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Glenn Beck here for Drug Emporium, the supermarket of drugstores, where prices are consistently lower than any other place in town. Now, at Drug Emporium, they don't believe in marking down just a few items just to get you in the store. Every single item is marked down. That's because Drug Emporium buys directly from the manufacturers. There's no middleman, and this means the savings are passed right on to you. Drug Emporium, it is truly a supermarket of drugstores. They have hundreds of items marked down every day. Just listen to some of these. Health and beauty aids. They've got cosmetics, greeting cards, perfumes, and, of course, all your prescription needs. Now, you not only get great savings, but you also get the service you deserve at Drug Emporium. Now, there are two Drug Emporium locations. One is near you, 4944 Shelbyville Road in Bluegrass Manor. The other is at 7100 Preston Highway in the Preston Park Shopping Center. Without a doubt, Drug Emporium is your one-stop supermarket drugstore. You'll find everyday low, low prices and friendly folks. The name to remember is Drug Emporium.
Taffel Motors wants to talk to you about leasing a new Volvo. It is commonly accepted that Volvos are safe, durable, comfortable, and a growing number of people realize that they are a great deal of fun to drive. What comes as a big surprise to many people, how affordable Volvos are from Taffel Motor Company. Consider a 1986 DL Volvo, fully equipped for $285.75 a month plus taxes. That's a real car that is large enough for five adults and covered by a three-year unlimited mileage warranty. Taffel Motors understands that some of you may not choose a Volvo. But why buy a cheaper car that may in fact turn out to be more expensive, especially at trade-in time? Leasing is but one of the many ways Taffel Motor Company can help make a Volvo affordable for you. Test drive one of the new Volvos at Taffel Motor Company today and see how safe, reliable, and comfortable it is. Taffel Motor Company, located on Shelbyville Road in St. Matthews. Taffel Motors, where performance is affordable.
Get your keys out and coupons at participating Hardee's, and then you can race. You can fly. You can conquer the beast. You can reach for the sky. You can soak up excitement on a brand new adventure called Whitewater Canyon, your adventure quencher. Come to Hardee's for discount coupons on general admission to King's Island. Your thrills are more thrilling down the King's Island way, so get your do-it-all discount at Hardee's today. Come to Hardee's and do it all at King's Island.
Okay, it's 8:43. It's 17 minutes before 9 o'clock. We're running a little bit late this morning.
Glenn, we've had a lot of telephone calls. Some people just caught half of it. Some people didn't hear it enough. They'd like to hear the song again.
Qaddafi Sucks.
Yeah.
Well, we'll consider it. You have any other people on the horn here, Larry?
Line 2 and 4 are ready for you.
Okay, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
I am very proud to be an American, and I think I'd like to hear that Qaddafi Sucks. But I just think it's about time. For what Reagan did, it's time that we stood up for ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and we're really proud Americans.
I agree with you, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Thank
you. Bye-bye. Hello there.
Hi.
How you feeling?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I just wanted to tell you that I love that song. I was laying in the tan in bed listening to it, and it gave me cold chills, even though I was sweating.
Even though you were sweating?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you play it again?
Will we play it again?
Yeah.
I'll try to squeeze it in before 9 o'clock.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We're so glad you tuned us in this morning. Thanks for listening to us. 103 WRKA at 16 before 9. 103 WRKA at 13 minutes before 9 o'clock. It's 8:47 and Kathy Lincoln has a look at traffic.
The merger of Interstate 64 and 71 is showing a bit of a slowdown there. Northbound 65 is heavy, especially between Fern Valley Road and Stanford Lane. East and West Waterson are heavy this morning also. That's a look at the Sam Pottinger traffic for this morning. Sam Pottinger Ford, your Ford discount dealer in Oxmoor Center.
Thank you very much, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's see. The weather forecast, according to Craig Edwards in the RKA Weather Center, is coming up in just a second. Also, we're going to talk to you on the telephones this morning. See how you feel. A little gut check at 13 before 9.
There are many ways to say happy anniversary.
anniversary, and now at $38.99 to $42.99. And here's an easy way to spruce up your spring wardrobe. Brightly colored Mrs. Camp shirts, regularly $15 each, now two for $20 at Lazarus Anniversary Sale, formerly Shillitoe Rights.
Hello there, Glenn Beck with good news for you on how you can win Michelin's Run for the Roses sweepstakes. Enter at any one of Michelin's 19 Kentuckiana locations, and you could be at the 86 Derby in your own box seats. You and a friend could be aboard the Belle of Louisville for the Great Steamboat Race, or you could win a set of Michelin XA4 all-season radios. It's the all-weather tire that saves you money on fuel. While you're registering at your Michelin dealer, see the Michelin XH, the radio with Michelin's longest-lasting tread, or the XZX, the Michelin made for small cars, or the XCH4, a very special Michelin made for your light truck, van, or four-wheel drive. These long-lasting tires can save you money right now at your Michelin dealer. And while you're there, register to win your seats at this year's Derby. Michelin, because so much is riding on your tires. Sign up for the Run for Roses sweepstakes at these Michelin locations.
Michelin Tires, available at Radcliffe Firestone, the newest Michelin dealer. 1470 North Dixie Boulevard, Radcliffe. Phone 351-5700.
All right, it's 8:49, 11 minutes before 9 o'clock. We're running late as usual this morning. And let's see, the weather forecast, according to Craig Edwards in the RKA Weather Center, he says it's going to be kind of bizarre weather today. Brief morning sunshine, then cloudy and cooler and a high of 57. Scattered showers, maybe some snow flurries tonight, low of 37. 45 downtown, 42 at RKA. We have some people on the horn we have to talk to. Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
My name is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
I was listening to you all on the way to and from the airport, putting my husband on a plane from an emergency leave back to the Sixth Fleet. I'm very proud of him. I'm very proud of America. And I think it's time we wake up and realize we can't sit on our duffs any longer.
Good for you, Jerry. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Glenn.
Have a good day.
You too.
Hello there. This is Glenn.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Sherry. And hi. I just wanted to tell you, I think your show today is great. And everybody should be proud to be an American. And we're not going to take any more crap anymore.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
Yeah.
I just want to say, I think you better start gearing up for your next program like this, because I think what we've done is embarrass the guy, and he's gonna have to be put in his place pretty soon.
Who are we talking about here, sir?
Gaddafi.
Oh, okay.
I like your song and everything, but I think what we've done is going to make you mad, and he's going to think he's going to show us, and we're going to have to show him. Start gearing up for your next victory show. And I also want to say goodbye, because I'm going to be moving out of town.
Oh, really?
Soon.
Where are you moving?
Back down to Corpus Christi, where you come from.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you listen to us down there?
Sure did.
Well, good. Enjoy Corpus Christi.
I will. You enjoy Louisville. Go miss you.
I will. Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Glenn.
Hi.
Hi.
Don't you think it's interesting that so many of our allies are not supporting us now?
I think it's really pretty bizarre.
Who do you think they'll call on first if one of them gets in trouble?
Mm-hmm. Damn straight it'll be the U.S.
They'll want us to defend them, won't they?
Mm-hmm.
They like to keep their hands clean while we do the dirty work. There's an old expression that says, if you strike a king, make sure you kill him. I don't think this is over, do you?
I hate to say it, but I don't think so either.
That's okay. We can finish it. Your show's great.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to play this one more time.
For those of you who missed it the first time, we'll play it one more time for you. And then we'll check the news with Bob and Kathy and find the latest developments in the Libya situation. This is called Gaddafi Sucks. An RKA team original, only on RKA.
Gaddafi sucks.
103 WRKA with the A team at 8:55, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock with the A team. We're going to take one more phone call here before we call it a day. Hello.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, who's this?
This is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
I like your song, and also I want to thank you for your program.
No
problem. My husband served in the Army for 22 years. He was in the first cav in Vietnam. He retired 2 years ago. He still has what they refer to as hip pocket orders, which means he could be recalled at any time in an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to let you know that we are very proud to be an American, very proud of all of our military personnel, and we think we did what needed to be done. I wanted to say God bless to all the military personnel, their families, because we know what they're going through.
Yep.
they're both proud and scared at the same time, to put it bluntly. But they understand it has to be done, and so do we.
Thank you for your comments, ma'am.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's 4 minutes before 9. What's happening in the news center?
It's partly cloudy, 43 degrees in Louisville. Good morning. I'm Bob Rogers.
And I'm Kathy Lincoln at the RK News Center. Libya itself is leading the chorus of denunciation of the U.S. attack, calling on the Arab world to attack the U.S. and its allies in Europe. A Soviet official in Geneva has termed the strike an act of war that will severely hurt White House Kremlin relations. The official, the chief Soviet delegate of the International Disarmament Conference, says that Moscow tried through quiet diplomacy to prevent the attacks.
Indiana Senator Richard Lugar says he's not sure what Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi will do in response to yesterday's U.S. airstrikes, but he's convinced the action was necessary because without it, Americans undoubtedly would be hit again and again by terrorist activity. Lugar, who made his comments early this morning on NBC's Today Show, also said the strike was an attempt to let the world know there are consequences to terrorism and that the United States won't sit idly by and suffer attacks on innocent people.
A U.S. embassy official in Paris today said Libyan-backed terrorists had planned a strike there. He said the targets were people waiting outside the American consulate to apply for visas to the U.S. The embassy official said he understands the recent expulsion of two Libyan diplomats was related to the planned attack.
Firefighters today managed to control a 30-acre forest fire in Clay County in the Daniel Boone National Forest. Firefighters used 4,000 gallons of chemical retardant to help douse the fire about 10 miles south of Manchester. Last night, they managed to control a 15-acre fire in McCreary County. In addition, the U.S. Forest Service reports 5 forest fires, all less than 0.5 acre, were deliberately set last night southwest of London, Kentucky.
Today's House debate on President Reagan's request for $100 million in aid to Nicaraguan rebels was the subject of anti-Contra protest across the country yesterday. Police reported more than 200 arrests. Protesters in the park across from the White House carried signs reading Stop Reagan's War Drive.
It's 8:57. We'll have a look at Craig Edwards' advanced radar weather forecast coming up in just a minute.
There's a bright spot in Louisville, and I've found it. I just love being dazzled by the food and fun at Anytime's Restaurant and Lounge. They dazzle me during happy times, Monday through Friday, 4 to 8, with special drinks and an hors d'oeuvre buffet. And they continue to dazzle me for dinner. Right now, Anytime's Restaurant and Lounge is more dazzling than ever. That's because you, or I, could win a dazzling diamond ring just for stopping by Anytime's at I-71 and Zorn Avenue. Slip your business card into the giant fishbowl or fill out a simple registration form. Guys, you can register to win for your wives or girlfriends. Someone will definitely be dazzled April 30th when the winner of this fabulous diamond ring is drawn. So go ahead, enter as many times as you wish. And while you're there, let Anytime's dazzle you with delicious food and delightfully good times. I'll definitely be there because with a great giveaway like a beautiful diamond ring, you can dazzle me Anytime's.
WRKA St. Matthews, Louisville.
This is Craig Edwards in the RKA Weather Center. It's time to pull the coat out of the closet again as cooler Canadian air moves our way, but it shouldn't last very long. The forecast for today, brief morning sunshine, then becoming cloudy and cooler. The high temperature today, 47. Overnight tonight, cloudy with scattered showers and possibly some snow flurries. The low temperature, 37. Tomorrow, becoming partly cloudy with a high of 52. Thursday, sunny and 55. Friday, partly cloudy and 65, and Saturday, rain and 68.
Out at the airport at Sanford Field, they report 45 degrees. It's 42 in J-Town, and we have some scattered cloud cover and 43 degrees at WRKA. I'm Bob Rogers.
And I'm Kathy Lincoln at 103 WRKA.
It's 9 o'clock at 103 WRKA, Louisville's 10 in a row music station. Captain Beck, Clyde Clyde, and the rest of the A-Team on duty.
Well,
first of all, I want to thank Kathy for going out to the Derby Museum today and talking to people also on the street and being out and about. Bob, I know you did all the news by yourself today, and I know it was hard on you a couple of times. I noticed you had a lump in your throat trying to read some of the news. And thank you. Thank you, Larry, for dealing with all of the phone calls today.
I want to thank everybody for being so patient on there, too.
Yeah.
We also want to thank you, Captain, for playing the song this morning.
No problem.
Glad you did that.
I just want to say, I feel really good. I'm emotionally exhausted, but I feel good that the listeners called up and shared with us this morning. I think it was real nice. It's 901 at 103 WRKA.